political chaos of the last 4 years has raised questions about the stability of American government. The Trump administration has dug politically deep into these government agencies, with many hollowed out of personnel. Delmarva Public Media essayist George Merrill writes that he is nonetheless optimistic that these agencies, a little bloodied maybe, have survived the course.
A lot's been going on these days. Since March, the pandemic has changed the way we live, the way we work, and how we play, if we play now at all. It's also claimed nearly 10 million lives. The suffering it's brought is staggering. The contentious election is now over, and it's highlighted just how divided we are. In short, we are one stressed-out country, and I would add, one stressed-out world. From the emergence of America as a nation compared to the older nations of the globe, Americans have lived an innocent, even charmed existence. Excepting the Civil War, our homeland has survived two world wars, a Korean conflict, the Vietnam War, and the fighting in Afghanistan. I mean by survive that while we shed lots of blood, we didn't lose our basic social and material infrastructures as Europe and Asian nations have again and again over the centuries. I see 9/11 and the pandemic as the pivotal events that became our fall from innocence. Our homeland and its people were now just as vulnerable as Europe and Asia's have been for centuries. Two oceans were not able to keep us safe anymore. To add to that, during the recent election, a hard new reality confronted us. We were not the one nation as we thought. We were divided down the middle. Democracy had taken a hit. Our political infrastructure was compromised. We have an administration that has been destabilizing government agencies. This is a significant matter, since a democracy depends on these agencies to assure its smooth functioning. But here's the good news. For those of you who, like me, have feared that the Trump administration had successfully neutered the government agencies we depend on, take heart. No doubt several have been bloodied, like the EPA, the Justice Department, the Post Office, and the CIA, but they are not bowed. There is a remnant in their midst that, with the change of administration, will welcome a relationship with the executive branch of government built on mutual respect and trust. The agencies can once again perform the functions they were founded for. In short, they'll have a workplace free from harassment and intimidation. The new administration will have a tough way to go. In the last 4 years, the Senate, largely Republican, has acted in lockstep with the president's wishes. It has been as if there weren't even any pretenses to principle. Republican columnist David Brooks had it right. Republicans had made a devil's pact with the president. For their seats, they sold their souls. It's a new day. I'm glad. It's been a long 4 years. George Merrill on the shore.